So welcome to our 9/19/18 session. I like that, 9/19/18. Let's do this again next year so I could say 9/19/19. I just wanna welcome everybody. We've got some new folks on the line tonight. We got Jamie here. Trudy is here. Hi, Trudy. And let's see, hey, Bridget. Jen is here. Oh, good, everybody's hopping on. It's nice to say hi to everybody. It's nice to see some new faces. I'm glad you made it. I was starting to talk a little bit about why I don't let people gift to join the mentorship or gift to do a session with me. If you want to pay for a friend who's already working with me as a gift, that's a different thing. But one of the reasons I don't do that is because I find that commitment is really important. And when someone reaches out to me and says, I'd like to book a session, and they make that effort and they take that first step, even if somebody else pays for it, they need to take that first step to reach out to me, because then I know they really want to do it and they're really committed. And there's an energetic there. It's just like, I think a lot of you are figuring out how to charge for what you do, or at least I've had many conversations about this with people. And a lot of that's about understanding what you're worth, but also understanding reciprocity. If you only want to charge $5, that's totally fine, but it empowers the other person, who then gives something back to you. And that gift can be a trade. It can be whatever feels resonant for you. And I've found that it's important that there's some sacred reciprocity there. So I know that's kind of random, but it's something that I find that healers, especially, or people in the arts, often have a hard time finding a comfortable balance with reciprocity and allowing themselves to receive for what they're offering. But that's really empowering to the other person too. It does not have to be a gazillion dollars. It can be whatever feels good to you. It can be a trade, as I said, but it's important to do that. So just put that out there. I love when you invite your friends and family to join us, though. That's awesome. You just can't pay for them to be here. You can give them $47 and they can sign up. That'll work. But it gets a little confusing otherwise, especially since it's a monthly situation. And I have really let the universe know that I want everybody who's here to really be committed to what we're doing. And that's what I'm seeing happening. And I'm very excited about that. And I wanted to share a little bit before we journey tonight. I went to work out today. And this is something I just started doing in April. And the reason I mention this is because I was seeing the parallels to this group. There was a new lady today. It's only her second class. I work out with a small group and we work out with a trainer, because otherwise I won't show up. Just like if you don't have somebody leading a shamanic journey, you might not shamanic journey. I will not go work out by myself. I'm aware of that. So I pay someone to you know, teach me what to do and walk me through it. And I find that that keeps me accountable, just like this. And just like this group, I work out with a small group of people, and there's different people there each time, just like in our mentorship. And I find that having that accountability, knowing that those other people will be glad to see me, getting to have a good time with them, getting to connect with them, getting to share, support each other, that helps me keep my enthusiasm and keep doing it. And this lady today was brand new, and she kept apologizing for being new, and she kept saying how she couldn't do what we could do. And it reminded me of when I was new and was in the same exact position, and I was realizing the similarities to what we're doing here, because I don't compare myself to the other people that I work out with. That's not going to help anybody. And you don't need to compare yourself to anybody who's here. The way you journey is the way you journey. Some of you have a ton of experience with me, and some of you have just started, and it gets easier as you practice. When I was first working out, I honestly thought I might throw up every single time. It wasn't always that bad, but I'm very dramatic. So it was hard. I was using muscles I had not used in a very long time or ever before. And so I just had to keep showing up, and I don't look to see what number is on the little weight machines and stuff. I don't go, oh, well, I did 10 of those yesterday and I can only do 8 today. I don't do that. I just keep showing up. I'm not keeping track of how well I'm doing, but I can feel the difference. And my thing is just keep showing up. When I'm tired, show up. When it feels awesome, show up. When it doesn't feel awesome, show up. And the more I just show up, and I'm consistent, I'm seeing shifts in my body, in my attitude, in my energy level, in my enthusiasm to go back and do it again, which is huge, because now I actually want to go. And if I don't go, I feel squirrely. I want to get that exercise in, right? So it's the same thing with this. If you're just starting out, it gets easier and it takes practice. If you've been doing it for years, there's going to be days when you show up for these sessions and you're just like, ugh, you're not feeling it, or you fall asleep, or it's not as dramatic as you wanted it to be and nothing really powerful happened, but it's still working. That's the practice. That's the strengthening that's happening. I often go and work out and I'm exhausted, and then I'll go other times and I feel like, dun, 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 dun. You know, it's the same thing with this. I'll have certain ceremonies where it's so powerful and so dramatic, and I'm like, I want it to be like that every time. But if it was like that every time, there would be no change. There would be, I wouldn't appreciate how dramatic that was, because it would always be like that. And it's good to have those experiences where you just relax into it and don't compare yourself to other people. Don't question if your journeying is better or worse or different, or if you should be doing it like Bloom does it. That's not supportive to you. And I appreciate that you just keep showing up, because the consistency is what's bringing you strength. The consistency is what will create the long-term shifts. Same reason I'm going to work out. I want long-term sustainable transformation in my body and in my life. So I'm showing up 3 times a week, and now I'm trying to show up 4 times a week because I'm starting to level up. And that's what you'll do as you continue to shamanic journey. And let me just reiterate, some of your journeys will be amazing, and other journeys you'll just think, I have days like that too. I have sessions that we do where I'm like pumped and I have an amazing time, and sometimes I get off the session and go, I sure hope that worked, because I wasn't feeling it. You know, it's just depends on where you are. And the beauty of that to me is that it's not about me. I can be in any kind of space that I'm in, and spirit will channel through and do the work. Spirit is doing the work. The spirits that we call in, your healing teams, the energies in the unseen realms, they're the ones doing it. I'm just the conduit. I need to show up, create the container, and hold the space, but I'm not doing all the things. Now, I can call in a lot of mojo and a lot of stuff can happen. That's fun, but that's because I've been practicing for a long time to do that. Just like when I go work out, the people who've been there for 5 years are a lot stronger than me, but I don't let that intimidate me. I let that inspire me. And then the lady who showed up today, who reminded me what it's like to be a newbie, I was just cheering her on and letting her know that I'm a big dork too, and I completely get my left and right confused, and I forget the exercises too. And I just wanted her to know that she's doing great. Just keep showing up. And that's really what I want you all to know. You're doing great. Just keep showing up. Allow yourself to be accountable and consistent, and trust that whatever you're getting is perfect. There's some times when I'm singing and it's just channeling through, and I'm like, that was so powerful. And nobody seems to notice. I'm like, y'all, that was awesome. And you know, you may or may not feel it. And I can't get attached to that. And when you're doing healing work with other people, or really anything that you're doing, just let it flow through, let spirit speak through you and whatever you're doing, and then let it go. Because what happens every single time is you all get exactly what you need, and you're all in different places in your life. And that's the beauty of this weekend at the retreat. We've got some people who've been working with me for 3 or 4 years, and some people that are just jumping in, and I love it. And everybody will get exactly what they need. And what I've learned over the years is not to leave anybody behind while also not slowing anybody down. And I do that best when I let spirit flow through and take care of everything. So one of the things that was coming up this week was clearing some grief. And because the hurricane came through here, I know not all of you live in this area, but because the hurricane came through, it really put that energy on my radar, no pun intended. Really got it. I know that was pretty bad. I really didn't mean that. That was a bad joke. But it got it on my mental radar, and I was sitting with the energy of the hurricane. And a lot of the advanced students, I gave them a an assignment like a teacher would do. I don't give a lot of assignments, but I gave them an assignment to work with the energy of the hurricane, to work with the energy of the collective fear that was activated all around us, because there was definitely a lot of fear, and to work with that fear and to not let it overwhelm you while you spend time with the hurricane, learning from that energy, learning from that element, and doing some mojo to ask it to calm and settle. None of the students, including myself, asked it to stop. None of us felt that it wasn't supposed to be here, but we did. I don't know what they did. I know you'll have to ask them. I shouldn't talk about their experience. I can talk about my experience, and my experience was I stood in the middle of it with my arms outstretched, and I could feel the water hitting up against my hand as it went around. Like if you put your hand in water that's going by you and you just feel it go, and I just had my arms out and I felt the energy of it. I felt some slowing down as it hit up against my hands, but I wasn't pushing against it. I wasn't bringing force to force. I was simply being present with it, and I was experiencing the power of it and the water, the power of the water, which to me is very feminine for me. And then you got this powerful hurricane, which almost feels masculine because it's so aggressive and so powerful. It was such a interesting juxtaposition of energy. And to just go stand in the middle of it in the eye of the hurricane was really powerful and brought me a deeper appreciation and a lot less fear of storms like that. And it helped me get out of the collective fear that was happening, because they were calling it storm of the century, you know. And I think it went from a category 4 or 5 down to a 2 or 1 before it even hit land. And I really believe that a lot of that's because so many people were sending energy to that hurricane to shift the damage. Other people might not believe that, but I do. I really believe that whatever energy we send out is what we receive. And when the entire collective is sending out fear, then we get it back. And when the collective shifts and is in a prayerful place, we receive different energy. So I really wanted to work tonight with the medicine of hurricane. And you all shared some great themes and possibilities to work with tonight, some of which will come up this weekend. I love how spirit works, because I met with Sandra and Aaron, and a number of things that some of you who are coming to the retreat posted that you want to work with, we've already talked about working with this weekend. And I want to remind Aaron and Sandra to read those comments about the theme for tonight so that you can weave that into what we're doing this weekend more intentionally. And it will already be coming up, and I really love that. And I want to acknowledge that whatever you put on as comments of what you'd like to work with, bring that in tonight. If grief is not up for you, or it's not something you feel called to work with tonight, that's okay. You don't have to work with it. I would encourage you to at least say hello to it. And as I was sitting with how to work with grief, a lot of people work with grief through the ancestors, and that's one way to do it. And I like doing that. I like to do ancestral clearing. I like to support the ancestors in healing so that we're not carrying that collective grief. And as I was sitting with that, that's not what came through to work specifically with tonight. What came through was the power of water and the power of cleansing and the power of being in this, what we perceive as destructive energy, that's also incredibly beautiful and powerful. And grief can feel destructive and painful. It's also really powerful and cleansing. And what I was seeing was bringing this energy of the hurricane like an ocean goddess of epic proportions to hold our grief, to, I want to say, befriend our grief, and that might not be where some of you are with it, and that's okay. You don't have to be friends with grief if you're not there yet. Ultimately, I feel that's where we want to get, where we can walk with grief in a way that we're not running from it, we're not afraid of it, we're not feeling always overwhelmed by it. We can understand it. It can be a tool, just like fear can be a tool. This can take time, just like using fear as a tool can take time. I'm not expecting you to suddenly go, grief is awesome, my best friend, we're going to go roller skating. You know, that's not what's going to happen necessarily, and especially not after one session. And I want you to know what the long-term vision is that I have, and working with grief in a very tangible way. So what I'd like to do tonight is a shamanic journey to go into your sacred space. For those of you who are just learning how a shamanic journey, I'm going to keep going, and you're going to get exactly what you need, and go practice with the older sessions and practice with some of my YouTube videos to get more used to shamanic journeying, but you'll get exactly what you need tonight. And go into your sacred space and let's invite in grief as a tangible entity, as a tangible experience, meaning maybe it shows up as an old man or an old woman. Maybe it shows up as a really rabid dog, you know. Maybe it shows up as an angel who's lost its wings. I mean, maybe it shows up as the most beautiful thing ever and you just need to have a relationship with it. Whatever you get is perfect. I'd really like to start working with grief as a tangible, as a spirit that we can work with tonight. And then I'd like to go and sit in the hurricane and be with that medicine and be with that power and be with, as strange as it's going to sound, it was in many ways ecstatic to stand in the middle of that, to let my energy get so big that I was as big as that hurricane, and to be with her as a friend and not a foe. And I'm not invalidating the people who lost lives or the things that happened. That I'm not talking about the destruction and the story that happened on land. I'm simply talking about the hurricane herself. And to speak to her as a spirit was powerful. And you can work with elements because they are alive. I do want to mention that elements and elementals are not the same thing. We'll go into that in another thing. I see Anne shaking her head. So she's on the same page. Elementals, let's work with those in the next couple sessions. And when it comes up, remind me that I said we're going to do that. Elementals are really cool to work with. Very trippy. I like them a lot. Working with elements is working with fire, water, wind, earth, ether, things like that. So tonight I'd really like to work with hurricane, work with water, work with the spirit of that medicine, with the intention of creating a relationship with that kind of power and feeling comfortable with that kind of power. Because to me, it's a lot like Kali, the goddess of destruction. She gets a bad rap, but without destruction, there's no creation. So we want to find that balance. So however it resonates for you and however you link in is perfect. I'm assuming that I'll be singing and doing Shakalpa and rattling and holding some mojo. If my Wi-Fi goes out, Erin is here and she will pop in and take over. And Erin, I'll probably be asking you to sing as well. And I want to mention to you that tonight will be a little different because Hawks won't be in a hurricane. So that's something for you to play with. And you can sing in the Hawks. She whistles in the Hawks so beautifully. I love it. It takes me to other places. And I haven't sung in the medicine of hurricane before. So I'm going to level up with you. We're going to do this together. If I'm going to ask you to step up, you're going to watch me step up. That's how I work as a teacher. So I'm excited. Well, let's see what spirit flows through. And go ahead and bring your intentions, whatever they were, whatever they are, bring your intentions to that. Even if they have nothing to do with what I'm talking about, you can still bring those intentions today and see what you get from this medicine. And when we're complete, maybe I'll do a little one-on-one work. It just depends on what spirit wants to do. So I've got myself on speaker view. Let me put myself back on gallery view. Are we good? Are we ready? Is everybody feeling good about that? Yeah. Okay. I'm going to put myself back on speaker view so I don't see all the dogs and cats and the things that distract me. All the cat buttholes that pop up is so funny. I love the way cats do that. They're like, hello, my best side. So Yeah, let's just take a moment. Make sure you have some water. I actually didn't do any smudging yet. I'm gonna do a little bit of that while you get comfortable. Nope, I'm not smudging tonight because I have no fire. I have no fire because we're working with water. I have no fire. You saw The Fifth Element. I just watched it recently again. I have no fire, my man. I have no fire, no fire. So I have no fire. So we're working with water. Ta-da, spring water. So take a moment and just breathe into your belly and get comfortable. And just take a couple nice deep breaths into your belly, however that's comfortable for you. Just some nice grounding breaths. Just taking a moment to really check in with your body. What sensations are happening in your body right now? No praise, no blame, just an awareness of how your body feels in this moment. And feeling your body against the chair, or maybe you're lying down on the floor, or on a bed, wherever you are, just feeling your body against that surface. Feeling that connection that your body has with where you're sitting. And just take a moment. Don't rush into your journey yet. I know some of y'all are like, run, 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 run. But just take a moment before you go into your journey and just be with your body. Where are you in your body right now? Invoking the pillars of this temple, Archangels Michael, Ariel, Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel, Sandalphon, Metatron, Zadkiel, Melchizedek, San Germain, San Cipriano. Activating this temple grid space so that we are together in medicine world. Gathered at the sacred fire together as brothers and sisters, as a community, to receive. Everything is welcome into the space as pure love and pure medicine only. Invoking the support of the Apu Kuna, the sacred mountains, the Nyusta Kuna, the sacred rivers and open spaces. Invoking our ancestors, our guides, our guardians in the seen and unseen realms, our teachers in the seen and unseen realms, invoking your healing teams for those of you who have healing teams. Invoking Yinti Taita, Father Son, Mama Kia, the moon, Wiro Kocha, Great Spirit, and Wiro, wind, Pachamama, the earth, Kuichi, the ether. Invoking the fire and the water. Invoking Mama Kocha, Mother Ocean, Mama Kocha, Mama Kocha, Mama Kocha. And for those of you who would like to work with Kali, you're welcome to invite her in. I'll let you decide if that feels resonant for you. Taking a nice, gentle, deep breath into your belly. Visualize your portal doorway that you will step through into your sacred space. And just take a moment and reconnect with your sacred space. It's good to do this even if you journey all the time. It's proprioception to look and see what's around you. So just take a minute, connect with what's around you in your sacred space. Get back into your awareness and your comfort of that space and the warmth of it, and how good it feels to be back there as you invite in your guides that you'd like to work with this evening. And allowing your guides to circle up around you, go ahead and ask them for a gift that will support you on your journey, especially this evening. Whatever you get is perfect. If you're not sure what to do with it, just bring it into your heart. And once you receive that gift, let your guides circle up around you. It's okay if you only have one or two guides. Whatever you get is perfect. And invite in the spirit, the tangible representation of grief. Allow your guides to support you as this energy that we associate as grief walks into your sacred space to talk to you, to get to know you better. I'm going to rattle a little bit while I give you a moment to speak with grief. Ask grief to bring you guidance, understanding, clarity. Ask grief if you can begin a relationship to get to know each other in a way that can bring balance and support. Just listen to what grief has to share with you. Let's take some time in journey with grief in a way that feels helpful and supportive. Wherever you are in your journey, stay connected. And if you'd like, let's make our way to the ocean. And find yourself, and you can bring grief with you, I encourage you to. Find yourself walking on the water out to the center of the ocean. No land in sight. Warm water, warm breeze. Perfect combination. Just start swirling the energy. The beautiful, powerful, destructive, amazing hurricane. And be with that energy as it slowly begins to grow the way it would in the ocean. They don't just start out big. They start out small. And they kind of peter out and then come back again. And then they get stronger and stronger. And they collect more water and more water. And they get taller and taller. And they start to get wider. More and more and more water is gathering around you as you stand in the center with whatever energies you'd like to invite into that center, that eye of the hurricane with you. Or you can stand alone. And as the energy gets bigger, play with it. See how it feels to stay human size as that powerful energy grows around you. Hear how loud it is, even though it's calm in the center. When you're ready, if you'd like, you can expand your energy to grow tall and big, just like the hurricane within that hurricane. As the hurricane gets taller and bigger and more powerful, you get taller and bigger and more powerful, and you can put your arms out and feel the water slapping up against front and back of your hands. And find your way of connecting and communing, dancing and communicating with this powerful water deity, this powerful water spirit.
Grieve, Madisina. Grief of my heart, Madisina. Grief, grief of my body, Madisina. Grief, ancestors, Medicina. Tears, tears of my mind. Cleansing, cleansing, Messina. Mama Kocha. Mama Kocha, Medicina. Hombre agua, hombre agua, Medicina. Ocha liwa, ocha liwa, Medicina. Cleansing, cleansing, Medicina. High tide, Medicina. Storm, storm in my heart, Medicina. Storm, storm in my heart, Medicina. Grief in my body, Medicina. Limpiada, 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 mi corazón, limpiada, 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 mi cuerpo, limpiada, 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 mi niente. Mi niente, limpiara, 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 mi niente, mi niente, limpiara, 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 mi corazón, limpiara, 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 mi cuerpo. Mi cuerpo, limpiara, 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 mi mente, mi mente, mi mente, mi mente. Yeah.
Wherever you are in your journey, I want to invite you to just lie down in the ocean. Find your still, calm center. However that feels for you. Just becoming one with the ocean and floating as oneness. With that medicine, as you become the water. Just allowing that water medicine to flow through you, to flow as you. Healing, clearing, cleansing. Washing, the washing of the water, healing water of life. And allow yourself to be held, nourished, weightless, nurtured. And anything else you'd like to receive from Mama Kocha, Mother Ocean, from the spirit of water. River, river, carry me home. Living river, carry me home. River, river, carry me home to the place that I come from. River, river, carry me home. Living river, carry me home. River, river, carry me home to the place that I come from. So deep, so wide, won't you take me on your back? For a ride, ocean deep, won't you swallow me deep inside? Ocean, show me how to float, 'cause I feel like I'm sinking down. Feel like I got no place to go. In the washing of the water, my feet won't touch the ground. Bring me something to turn myself around. Letting go, it's so hard, the way it's hurting now, to get these things untied. So hard to stay with this thing, cause if I follow through, face what I have denied. I get your hooks out of me, and I take out those hooks that I sunk deep in your side. Heal my fear of loneliness, the emptiness I hide. River, oh river, ocean running deep, bring me something to help me get to sleep. In the washing of the water, make everything all right. Bring me something like she heals me tonight. And breathe into your belly. And as you make your way back, I want to invite you to stay as the ocean, be the ocean spirit. As you walk across the ocean, back to your sacred space, and even in your human form, as you step back through that portal door, keep that medicine within. Be the ocean as you come back through your portal door. Of course, you're welcome to bring any guides you'd like to circle up around you. And just take your time. When you're ready, you can close that portal door. Remember to breathe into your belly as you gently open your eyes. As the beautiful ocean of good medicine that you are, I invite you to drink some water. That song makes me cry. So it's kind of hard to sing. That's why I don't sing it much. But when I sing that River, River, Carry Me Home song to y'all, that's the beginning of it. That's actually a Peter Gabriel song. And I completely changed the words because I don't remember all of them. And he doesn't talk about the ocean. He talks about the river. But the medicine is there. And there's so many things out there that can be medicine when we bring them in at the right time, you know. And that's a song that really opens me up when I sing it for people. I don't sing it much by myself, to be honest. I usually just sing the first part, but it's just such a medicine song. And the honesty of, he wants to take those hooks out of, I presume, her, and get her hooks out of him and just be cleansed and the washing of the water. And you can probably Google it and find it. It's Peter Gabriel. I think it's called Washing of the Water. But it feels good to sing that song, and it feels good. I wasn't sure if I was going to get through it, but it feels good to let it make me cry, you know, let myself cry because I feel the energy of it. And yeah, it just feels good. So I'm just going to be totally authentic and not push it down and let it come up because it's good for me too. So on that note, it's a little after 8, so I just want to take a minute and check in. I'll let Aaron do the unmuting and all of that. Just kind of check in and see if anybody wants to share anything. You can comment in the chat if you'd like to say something, or you can even just go like this. I don't really know how you do the raising your hand thing on here, but maybe Aaron knows. Maybe Aaron can tell you. And you don't have to share, but I'd love to hear from anybody who wants to, how that was for you. It's really interesting bringing in hurricane medicine. It actually feels really natural. I don't know if that's a good thing. I'm just kidding. It's a great thing. But Aaron, I really appreciated your medicine too, because my vision when I asked you to start singing was that you would be in the eye of the storm. Like I felt like I'd brought in the movement and marinated it, and then doing medicine work within that, and then letting us all just kind of fall back into the ocean and be the water. And I really appreciated that. So Jennifer has something to share. Thank you, Blue. I appreciate that. I don't sing like that a lot, so I appreciate it. I need a tissue. And I appreciate that from you, Blue Augustine, because I know you're a songwriter and a musician. So can you unmute Jennifer Rambo?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now.
When we were becoming the hurricane, the power that I felt was not only, it was as much creating as it was destroying, you know, and I felt like a creator of things. And then as things kept going, I was feeling that as, you know, where are we hurricanes in our everyday, to things that are smaller than we are, to, you know, and it just kept getting, instead of getting bigger, it kept getting smaller and smaller and smaller, down to, you know, the moth blowing in my ceiling fan, you know, and what kind of a storm does that feel like when that little moth comes flying into the house inadvertently and gets blown around in the ceiling fan. And that is no less profound than the hurricane blowing in on the humans. And it just felt, you know, I went through all of that, and then I just felt like I was one with everything.
Yeah, when you share, and I really appreciate what you share, that's really resonant and great insight. And I also, it makes me think of the butterfly effect, which if I think most of you probably know what that is, but how a butterfly flaps its wings and it's felt all the way across the world because of the energy it moves, because of the vibration it creates. I'm probably not scientifically explaining that very well, but that's what you made me think of when you're talking about the power of that moth coming in and being in the wind of the ceiling fans. And just, I love how you really brought it back to your daily life and the appreciation of that. I really appreciate that. Yeah. Thanks for sharing, Jennifer. Gail says, so much was strong and sensory. I tasted salt water. That's cool. Sorry, I'm going to get my granny glasses. Hold on. Tracy says, y'all can probably read this. Tracy says it made her cry too. She didn't think she was grieving, but I am. I'm grieving for home. I want to come home to my rivers down there. Yeah, that's the thing about this, is that I feel like there's always grief, but it doesn't have to pull us down, and we can really work with it and appreciate it. It's that therapeutic cry. Like that for me right there, singing that song, that was therapeutic. I wasn't spiraling out into being overwhelmed. I wasn't being taken over by sadness or grief or anything. I was just being with it. And I feel like that's what you all are doing in these journeys tonight, because I could feel it. It was really powerful. And even if we don't think we have grief, there can be sadness and grief. And I love to honor that and let it come up the way we did tonight. That was really potent. And it also helps your parasympathetic nervous system and your sympathetic nervous system and your central nervous system. When you, that cathartic release, you know, that we experience when we let ourselves, like if you watch, I don't know how old y'all are, but when I was younger at the Olympics, they would play these really poignant McDonald's commercials, and it's so cheesy, but they were always, always tear jerkers. They do this during like big TV events. They play those commercials that always make you cry, or like a movie that you know is going to make you cry, but you're so like into it, you want to cry. I feel like those, that's good. I'm not saying watch TV. I'm just saying it's good for the nervous systems in the body to have that opportunity to cry in a way that feels supportive and cathartic and therapeutic. So I feel like that's what tonight was about. And so Tracy, I'm glad you let that grief come up and honor what you're feeling. That feels good. Sorry, let's see, everybody's commenting here. Yannicka saying, thank you. For me, it felt strongly cleansing and moving in my energy field. Feel at ease and very grateful. It was beautiful to hug with grief, make friends with her. That's great. She was an old witch. You know, it's interesting because and thank you for honoring my tears in that song. When I let grief walk in too, and at first it was like this old woman, but then she totally shapeshifted into like a card magician, like a magician that's like messing with me. I was like, that's interesting. I get to rework my relationship with this thing that feels like a trickster. And so that was happening. So can you make sure everybody's muted, Aaron, except me? It says we need to allow the space for grief or feelings and to honor our humanness, Melina. Yeah, totally. Empathic system. Yeah, that's another one, Gail. Thank you. To keep our inner rivers flowing. I don't always remember the names of those, but all my body workers know the names of those. Thank you, Gail. Judy says, I found grief as a beautiful young woman. I've had much deep grief in my life and found her comfort of which she has always shown me. I realize she's now my friend and I no longer have to be afraid of her. That's really beautiful because my first intention for tonight, but I didn't want to project it onto you all. I want you to have your own experience. But my first intention was to be held by grief like a mother, because that's not usually the way we think of grief. So I really appreciate that you did that. And April says, I realized how much support I have in the midst of it all. In the midst of all that energy, I sensed that I was being held. I felt the hands of Archangel Michael on my shoulders. That's awesome. And when we began, I received a gift of what I needed. It was a comfy, lush robe to wear. It reminded me to honor what I need in each moment. I asked grief what she was trying to help me with. Thank you for helping reframe all this grief I've been going through. You are beautiful. You are beautiful, April. That's awesome. And I think, April, you were one of the first people to bring up grief and wanted to work with it. And I know sometimes you all don't want to work with things individually because it feels really personal. So I'm happy to do a lot of this as a group if that feels more supportive sometimes, although there are places to work individually within the group because that brings healing to everybody. But I really liked how I said, here's the theme I'm feeling, and you all got to share what's coming up for you. And I trust that spirit brought in whatever was personally coming up for you, and then that was able to resonate tonight. So, I'm feeling a nice cathartic release from that, and really appreciate you all being here, and I just want to honor this sacred space and allow our energies to be free and clear as we close this sacred space tonight. And for those of you who will not be at the retreat this weekend, just know that you're welcome to link in energetically. I'll be holding a pretty tight container, so don't worry, you won't be interfering with anything. If I need to close the container down because we're doing something specific, don't take it personally. But for the most part, I'm going to do my best to keep it open for you all to link in with us around the sacred fire. And please feel free to send good mojo, because we'll definitely be sending good mojo to you. And just thank you again for being here tonight. This is, I feel like it's getting deeper and stronger. It's been over a year now that we've been doing this. It started June of last year. Wow. So for those of you who've been here from the beginning, you are rock stars. And for those of you that have not been here from the beginning, you're rock stars. And I just want to again welcome everybody that's new and just joined. And yeah, I feel complete. So thank you, Aaron, so much again for hosting and the beautiful medicine. And that was awesome. And if you want to unmute everybody, we can say good.